Available on Spotify, iTunes, and all good podcast catchers. Welcome to the latest edition of Nick Tan's independent music podcast, Is This Thing On? Dedicated to bring you new music from unsigned bands from around the world.
And we bring you The Magic Ease, A Case in Distress, Candid, but first we kick off with These Are Pog West.
Wasted on the way, but wonder's just a word, and the word's just a wonder away. Seems so tough, 'cause it is so tough, and you can't throw away what you can't find. Some of it gets lost in the post office of your mind. I can't believe this is happening to me while I'm sitting on my cloud and dreaming endlessly. Happening to me as I sit on my cloud and wonder endlessly. Just hope nobody brings me down. Wonder's just a word, and there's so much wonder around. Wonder's just a word, and there's so much wonder about. Wonder's just a word, and there's so much to
seminal they are. That's what it says on the blurb. They're seminal. I don't know what that means. I don't really want to Google it. I got a funny feeling that if I Google seminal, it might not turn out well. Anyway, that was Diesel Pot West and their new single called Wonder, Just a Word. Reminds me of the Monkees. Monkees, ding, 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 ding. Sort of Monkees, Beatles, Rattles, all that sort of stuff. Very lovely. Started in the 1980s. Now, Diesel Pop West, they're a name band. They're like, you know, they've been around for a while, signed name band. But they've kind of, they're one of those bands that's sort of like been in the background of somewhere. You know, see something, and then they were on a band poster somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Something like that. But not in my radar. The Magic Ease are next. Now, there's something else. Now, they're also on my radar. I'm thinking maybe I might be thinking of another band. I'll have a look. I should do all this research before I come here, shouldn't I? So I've got it all written down on a bit of paper. But if you could see me in my office now, I'm surrounded by bits of paper. I've got one bit of paper with April 5 written on it, which is what I'm doing now. Diesel Pot West. Diesel Pot West, Leicester, 1980. Wonder, in brackets, just a word. That's all I've got. And I've got The Magic Ease, Consequence of You, and some other stuff that we've got coming up in a minute. Listen to this. It's The Magic Ease.
I'm alone.
There you go. Magic Keys. Consequence of You. From East Anglia. They are another sign. Now I know where I know the Magic Keys from. A few years ago, I can't remember which year. Don't ask me. I did an album called The Vinyl Project. It was a big long thing called The Vinyl Project. And I've recorded it at, do you know The Fierce and the Dead? The bass player from The Fierce and the Dead used to work in a studio up in town. Oh, God, it's like ages ago. I can't remember his name. Really nice guy. And he said, we had the Magic Keys in here last week. They were using that piano. And everyone was like, oh, the Magic Keys. And I'm like, who? I don't know who they are. You know. So that was them. Anyway, yeah. I didn't use the piano, just the guitar. Magic Keys. So, yeah, I had this idea of how I'm going to save the British music industry. Don't worry, it's all sorted. I've got this idea of how we can save all the small venues. Now, it's not just some tin pot idea. This is a good idea. Now, just imagine, if you will. Let me just tell you what the problems are. First of all, people don't go out anymore since COVID. People have just got lazy. They'll go out for a run. They'll go out for a specific thing, but they won't just go out anymore. People don't go out. It's got to be really good for people to go out and to take a chance on a local live venue. They're not going to be bothered unless it's their mate, and even then they won't, because no one will have heard of them, because they won't have made any CDs. They might have put something on Spotify, or they might have got something on Introducing or a local radio station, but no fucker listens to that. Everyone's listening to Spotify, and you can't get up on them anyway. Let's not think too badly of it. So let's look at what works. What works is a model called Netflix. So you stay indoors and you watch Netflix. That's what you do. Or you're on a bus. Or you're on a train and you're listening to Netflix. Or you're sitting in your bedroom on your phone and you're watching Netflix. So that's what you do. So what you do, you marry these two things together. So if you've got a music venue, just like your local venue around the corner, we've got the Joiners around the corner. Nice little venue. It's in a shit place. I don't know if you've ever been there. It's rough as old guts out there. I won't go down there. I won't go down there. People don't go down. They go, oh yeah. But they don't. So what happens if you stream it? Now, have a think about that for a minute. And have a listen to this. This is a case of distress. And I'll flesh my idea out after this. This is Pages Adjacent.
You know.
Nice, I like that. That's a Casey Distress and Pages Adjacent. Shall I tell you where they're from? I'll look them up for a minute. But yeah, so they, what happens is each of these little venues, they have a little kit. And this little kit, they've already got a lot of the kit there. They've got the music kit there. They've got a PA there. So they've got all the music, the sound recording equipment, or the sound, yeah, recording equipment, call it that. And all you need then is like a video camera. But maybe you need two or three video cameras. Like, what are those ones? I've got one somewhere. You know, those little cameras, good little cameras. And then you need a little bit of software to go with it so you can switch between cameras. And so you've got the cameras fixed, GoPros, that's what I'm thinking of. You've got these cameras fixed on the stage and you just record it. And then you stream it out through a little server. Now, this idea is not new, obviously. But what you do is, if you've got these organisations like these small venues, like the there's an association for them, isn't there? The Society of Small Venues that no one goes to anymore because people are horrible. And so what you do is you have that, and also once you've recorded those, they're sat there in your archive. So each venue will have its own little archive of bands that they've had on there. So you can get someone like, let's say for instance, the Joiners, and they've had like Radiohead there, they've had Oasis there, they've had loads of bands there over the years. Just imagine if they'd had video of them, and they could have done, let's be honest, video recordings of them on stage. How about that? And so what you do is you have these what should we call it, music flicks, or note flicks, whatever. And so you sit down in front of your TV because you don't go out because you're horrible and you don't like anybody. And you think, well, I do want to support my local bands, or, you know, or I just wonder who's about playing tonight. So you could go out on the web somewhere, somehow, and you say, oh, there's this band playing in Norwich tonight. Hey, forget it. Let's go and see A Case in Distress. So you type in, you go, A Case in Distress. Distress, there we go. A Case in Distress. Oh, God, they didn't do it properly. What's it called, this band? Pages Adjacent. It's probably not even called that. This has happened before. Pages Adjacent. Pages Adjacent. It's there. Oh. Danny Wilson. Here we go. Case in Distress, Pages Adjacent. So here they are. They're from Southend. Oh, yeah. Danny loves these people in Southend, doesn't he? Yeah. Southend. They've been on Steve Lamacq, Radio X with John Kennedy, Absolute Radio with Frank Skinner, all this sort of stuff. So you find out about them. Oh, yeah. Let's see where they're playing tonight. So you click on their name and they go, oh, they're playing, well, Southend. They've been Southend somewhere, aren't they? I don't know what's in Southend, but there'll be something there. And then you'd look on the venue, and they go, oh, they're not down there tonight, but they played there last month. You can call it up. So that's what you do. Bigger venues would have better sound quality, but the smaller venues would have some sort of sound. It doesn't cost an awful lot of money. We're not talking thousands of pounds here. We might be talking a couple of thousand a pound. But for that, you get all that. And you join the society, if you like. You join the society and say, well, if you want to do this thing that we do, join that. And then people will see these bands, and or not. They might not see them at all. But at least they've got a bit of a fighting chance, haven't they? What do you reckon? Have a little think about it. And I'll play you this track by Candid. Listen to this. This is Candid and The Feeling. We'll be right back. Brilliant. Brilliant. Love that track. Love that track. It's got a lot going for it. A lot going for it. So let's say you wanted to go and see that band tonight or see the video. Now, you can look on YouTube and you can find if they've done a video of stuff, but there's an awful lot to go through. And what we really want is something like a little screen, you know, like a TV screen. I'll tell you who does it really well, does it really lo-fi, and that's that, what do they call it? They show loads of old films. Is it Together TV or, I don't know. It's that one that's after Judge. It's the one that's after Judge Judy in the Freeview, because they show loads of old films and stuff. But they've also got like a BBC iPlayer sort of affair with a little press the red button thing, and it's really lo-fi. And I reckon you could do a hi-fi, you know, a better quality version of it. I reckon it'd be good. I reckon you could do it, and you could do a gig. And so you could do a gig and people could buy tickets just to get it streamed on the night. So this idea isn't new. This idea has been around for at least 10, 15 years. I was streaming gigs that I was putting on in Winchester, taking my old iMac down to the actual pub with a camera. I don't know what kind of camera I use. Do you know what? I used a bloody webcam on the actual camera on the screen on the old iMac, and I did that and streamed that out, and we get a few, you know, we get about 20, 30 people watching it. All these ideas, people think, oh no, I can't do that because you've got to have sophisticated equipment, you've got to have you know, proper big cameras and stuff. People don't care about that. All people care about is the music or being part of the moment. We've kind of lost that. And people say it's the punk vibe, but it wasn't the punk vibe. The punk vibe was something completely different. But actually going out and doing it yourself. I used to do these things. Just go and do it. You can't, like, you know, like I said, you can't get fantastic cameras. You can't get amazing sound equipment. But it doesn't matter, does it? You put it all on. You can use it. You can stream stuff on your own website. And people don't even like to use their own websites anymore. They go, oh, no, put it all on Facebook. Oh, fuck off. If you've only got your stuff just on Facebook, just forget it. Any serious artist has got their own website. Why wouldn't you have your own? Anyway, I'm getting a bit angsty now, aren't I? Right. So that's it. That's the end of the show. Bit talky, this one. I've got a special coming out. I don't know when it's coming out. And I've also got an interview that I did about a month ago that I must put out soon, that I did with somebody who was really interesting and that we'll have a chat to about later on. Maybe I'll sort that out later in the month. But I've got a special, and it's with music that was sent to me 10 years ago. So I was doing this in 2008. So it's music that was sent to me at the beginning of 2014, and I'm going to do a podcast of just of that music. I've picked the music out already for 2014. So I might do that in the week. I'm not too sure. I've got a bit of a sore throat. I've got a bit of a cold at the moment. I think my voice is going, for crying out loud, and I must go and get a biscuit. So thanks a lot. Remember that these programs, these podcasts, they go back years and years and years. So if you don't hear any for a while, go back and listen to some early ones. You might be mildly surprised. Or not. Anyway, thanks very much indeed for listening. Share, and subscribe, and whatever we do. We might do some videos for this one. I don't know. I've kind of lost the vibe of it now after the 3 second rule. I've sort of reignited an old YouTube channel as well, but I don't know whether it's like worth putting all the effort in if like three people listen to it, three people watch it. Like with the podcast, I know there's about a couple of hundred people. There's normally about 200 people who listen to the podcast each episode. And that's kind of, it was, if it was 50, I'd still do it for 50. Yeah. If it was for 30, I'd still do it for 30. But with the videos, if it's just like one or two, with the amount of effort it takes, I don't think I'll bother. If you've got any ideas, if you want to do anything, you want to join in, get in touch. I love you all. Goodbye.
This is the Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?